I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of a boy, a baseball, and a future world leader. But right now, it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Gandhi?
We're going to leave it right there.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. Hirohito?
The second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs has begun, and what a beginning for the thoroughly amazing Vegas Golden Knights. They beat San Jose 7-0 in game one of their series. How far do you think the Knights are going to go in the playoffs?
They're going to win every Stanley Cup until well after I'm dead.
Astonishing success.
Yeah, you have to really see it to believe it, to be honest with you.
The Sharks roster features defenseman Paul Martin. 14 years he's been in the NHL. He's been in the playoffs 14 times, but he's never been on a team that won the Stanley Cup. I know you would like to see Vegas go all the way, but it would be nice if Martin got his name on the cup.
Poor Paul Martin. You know, if he retires without having won the cup, they should let him touch it.
ESPN's analysts felt the Trailblazers would ground the Pelicans in their first round series, and nope. The Pelicans had some fun at the expense of the analysts, I guess.
Yeah, the Pelicans went on Twitter and essentially fed it to the ESPN analysts, who underrated the fact that Anthony Davis is a really remarkable basketball player.
Well, I'm glad they did it when they did it, because they play Golden State next.
Hey, I'm not entirely sure that they can't beat Golden State or at least give them a really good series.
The NCAA's Commission on College Basketball has called for, quote, sweeping change. No wonder the commission has characterized the current, quote, environment surrounding college basketball as a toxic mix of perverse incentives to cheat. What changes are we likely to see?
Well, the biggest one will not happen, which is to blow up the NCAA and construct something more sensible. This is all window dressing. It's an attempt by the NCAA to further control high school basketball players, which is obscene. And once again, it's ignoring the basic issue, which is going to make the sport collapse eventually, which is pay these guys. I mean, this is a commission designed to avoid that Armageddon, which they can't avoid. It's coming sooner or later.
The first round of the NFL draft took place on Thursday.
Your excitement is really hard to handle.
Anyway, any winners or losers you want to talk about?
Well, neurologists everywhere had a big night, as always. I mean, you can't tell. The Browns took Baker Mayfield, the quarterback from Oklahoma, which is making everyone very unhappy. I think the New York Giants did very well getting Saquon Barkley to run the ball, which will, you know, hopefully keep people off Eli Manning. But you won't know who won the 2018 NFL draft until 2020.
Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen was chosen at 7 by the Buffalo Bills, despite a tweet history as a high schooler that would be embarrassing even to most high schoolers. Is Allen that good? The Bills overlooked this stuff, didn't care?
I don't know that he's that good. I mean, I don't know how long you should penalize somebody for tweets they made in high school. The tweets are really awful and offensive, and somebody excavated them for Yahoo Sports. But I'm sure the first interception he throws, he'll hear about them again.
Who knew that tweets could be excavated?
Well, we're now getting the first generation of athletes who grew up tweeting.
Tweeting, but not being smart enough to know that they would never go away.
Everything is forever on the internet.
Right.
Even old people know that.
On Wednesday night, the Miami Marlins beat the L.A. Dodgers and their Cy Young decorated starter, Clayton Kershaw. One guy who really made that happen was the Marlins starter, Trevor Richards, former substitute teacher and brewery employee. So I guess you could say he schooled Clayton Kershaw.
You're having a bad day. First of all, it's an 8-6 game, so it wasn't exactly a pitcher's duel.
No.
But Richards struck out 10 of them Dodgers. And by the way, even though he was a substitute teacher and he worked at a brewery, he has his cliches down pat. I just focused on keeping the ball down and attacking the zone early, throwing strikes and looking ahead. As you remember, the famous incident in ball four where the pitcher comes to the mound and tells Boughton, throw strikes, and Boughton comments, if I could do that on command, I wouldn't need a pitching coach.
And finally, Charlie, Boston Bruins forward Brad Marchand had 34 goals and 51 assists in the regular season and, of course, helped his team advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the NHL has asked him to stop licking opponents. And I don't understand why. I can lick any man in the house. Isn't that the proper attitude?
That's not what they mean. Apparently, Marchand has more than a little golden retriever in him, Bill.
Oh.
And likes to lick other players and nuzzle them and, like, kiss them. And
ew.
I know. I mean, it's an extraordinarily weird habit. I think maybe if they could, like, give each of the opposing players a milk bone, Maybe they could get him to sit or stand or roll over or something. This is
unquestioned. They don't want him to roll over. It's a Stanley Cup playoffs.
You don't want anyone to roll over in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I really don't want to know what Brad Marchand's going to do with the Stanley Cup if the Bruins win.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Phil.